Google's response. Open bidding. In response to the growing popularity of header bidding, Google introduced its own solution called open bidding. Here's how it compares to traditional header bidding and its key features. How open bidding works. Open bidding, also known as exchange bidding, is a server-side solution that allows multiple demand partners to bid on ad inventory in real time. Unlike traditional header bidding, which requires placing a header bidding wrapper on the publisher's site, open bidding is integrated directly into Google's ad server. This server-side approach reduces latency and improves page load times. Key features and benefits. 1. Reduce latency. By conducting the auction on Google servers, open bidding minimizes the impact on page load times, providing a smoother user experience. 2. Simplified implementation. Open bidding eliminates the need for complex header bidding wrappers and client-side integrations, making it easier for publishers to implement and manage. 3. Access to Google's demand. Open bidding provides access to Google's vast network of demand partners, including premium advertisers who may not be accessible through traditional header bidding. 4. Enhanced reporting and analytics. Google's ad server offers robust reporting and analytics tools, allowing publishers to gain deeper insights into their ad performance and make data-driven decisions. Potential drawbacks. 1. Less transparency. While open bidding offers many benefits, it may lack the same level of transparency as traditional header bidding. Publishers have less visibility into the bidding process and may have limited control over which demand partners participate. 2. Dependency on Google. Relying on Google's ad server for open bidding can create a dependency on Google's ecosystem, potentially limiting flexibility and control for publishers. By understanding the features and benefits of Google's open bidding, publishers can make informed decisions about whether to adopt this solution or continue with traditional header bidding. Both approaches have their merits, and the choice ultimately depends on the specific needs and priorities of the publisher.